All right, so just a quick update for today. There is a 29th annual Sovereign Grace Conference this weekend out at Rescue Baptist Church in Rescue, California. There's a PDF you can download with the agenda and tell you who's speaking and the times of the meetings, all at pristinegrace.org. I don't know most of the guys that are speaking. I just haven't taken the time to hear any of their sermons, but I am familiar with Norm Wells, and if you can get out there to hear him speak, I think you'll be greatly edified. Norm and Nancy are a great couple, and I've enjoyed their fellowship and friendship greatly, so I certainly recommend him and his preaching. You won't be dissatisfied. Also, regarding conferences, I'm hearing that Tim James may be in Jackson, Missouri for a spring conference. If that's true, I will probably be there for that. I think it's going to be around April. Anyway, I just wanted to briefly touch on a phrase today that I've used all my life. I don't believe it, but I use it anyway out of habit. And that is the phrase, good luck. All right. Even the use of the word luck is not one that I like. It's what I call a shibboleth. Anyway, I don't really believe in luck, and the phrase good luck. And when I use it, I intend something totally different than what the actual words mean. What I usually mean when I use the phrase good luck is I hope for the best, or something else along those lines, or that line of thought. And so, you know, we all know that God is in control of everything. He's in control of all things. He is sovereign, and nothing surprises him because he's predestinated it all. So there's no such thing as luck. And it's good to know this as believers. But however, there are some amongst us, whenever they hear a phrase that goes against the gospel, like the phrase good luck does, they're going to automatically conclude that the person who uttered that phrase actually understands and adopts the logical implications of that phrase as the very propositions that this person believes. Okay, to take the phrase good luck to its logical conclusion is to deny God and his gospel. And so I ask, if you were to hear that phrase from a dear brother or sister or somebody you consider to maybe be a brother, would you hastily and harshly judge them as an unbeliever? I hope not. In fact, I think you should probably try to assume the best of that person who utters a phrase like good luck, not the worst. In fact, I think I even used the phrase last night in a prayer meeting out of habit. Shouldn't have done that, but nobody condemned me at 13th Street Baptist Church. And really, this is true for any phrase or type of communication you might hear uttered by a self-identifying brother or sister. Let's not judge those who come to us confessing Christ too quickly or too harshly. We should take time to reason with people and give them the benefit of any doubt we might have. Let us be charitable and careful in our judging. And when somebody comes to believe the gospel, God's perspective of them doesn't change. He's always viewed his elect people in Christ. Knowledge of the gospel and believing the gospel doesn't save somebody in God's perspective. But the knowledge and belief in the gospel is given to God's elect to assure them that they are indeed safe in Christ, and all their sins are forgiven, and put away from God forever, never to be held against them. And this happens for every single one of God's sheep, and they will persevere in their faith until they are called home to glory. But this belief, this knowledge of the gospel, this belief in the gospel, it's not going to guarantee a proper articulation of theology and doctrine all the time. We as believers, we stumble and we bumble our way through life, it seems. especially our crude use of the language. Our languages are far from perfect, but it's what God has given us, and He's given us to use. And so, just a reminder that Christ's atonement covers all sin, both sins of commission and omission, which certainly includes an improper articulation of the gospel and the use of God-denying phrases like, good luck. Okay? And that's about all. Have a great day in our Lord. Bye-bye.